You don't usually go to the doctor for just a headache. You take a painkiller and carry on with your day. This behavior is called self-medication. This is using different substances in order to alleviate a self-diagnosed benign condition. The most common substances used for self-medication are over-the-counter or OTC drugs such as painkillers, cold medicine, and the like. These are widely available without a doctor's prescription, and in some countries can even be found in supermarkets and convenience stores. People tend to self-medicate for a variety of conditions, not always physical illnesses. Alcohol is a widely used substance for self-medication, as it has a depressive effect on the central nervous system, as well as a tendency to lower inhibitions. It is mostly used by people for the short-term relief of depression, stress, or various anxieties, such as fear of social situations. Alcohol is legal and not difficult to obtain, but other substances, both legal and illegal, are used for self-medication by a variety of people. Home remedies could be seen as a form of self-medication too. Those tend to be more commonly available substances, things that people have around the house already. A popular home remedy for a cough is equal parts of honey, lemon juice, and an alcoholic drink such as brandy. Chicken soup is also a very popular home remedy for the common cold. This form of self-medication poses less risk than the use of controlled substances, of course. The effects range from beneficial to non-existent. Self-medication answers a few needs, one of which being independence from the medical system, and perhaps can help someone whose condition is not the best regain some sense of agency and power over their situation.